104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Welcome to Friday, people. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that it's Friday.
Yeah.
This week felt so long.
Why did it feel long to you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just really, really long. I guess because I'm still not feeling well.
Yeah.
But just so happy it's Friday.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
What?
Time change. You're going to lose an hour of sleep this weekend. I know.
So we're going to all be off.
You know? Yeah.
I'd like to think most people are excited about this time change, though.
Well, because it'll be sunnier in the evening.
Right.
Which is great if you got kids. They can still play outside and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit of a problem if you do a morning radio show. It's like 8:30 at night. The sun's still up or something like that.
It.
You're like, I got to go to bed, but the sun's out.
Yeah.
What's going on with my life? You know, so there's that.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I remember working when I was working a 9-to-5, it would just stink so bad when you get off at 4:30 or 5 p.m.
Dark
and it's dark.
Right.
And you're like, oh, there's my whole day. Like, yeah. I didn't get to do anything.
You didn't get to go outside and do anything. How are you, Brian?
I am feeling great. I think we should get some champagne and some orange juice and have mimosas.
Okay.
Wow. First break of a radio show on a Friday. This rager's already popping the champagne or something.
Too early?
You know what's so funny, though? I think of the people that like listen to our show, and they're like, I can't do that at my job. You guys can have champagne at work, and you don't get fired? Like, there's so many people that you do real jobs, and God love you. I mean, we're just talking in front of microphones, a bunch of friends hanging out at a breakfast table, right? But you do a real job, you know? You're working electrical, mechanical engineering, accounting, medical fields, teaching, whatever you're doing, it's a real job. You can't pop open a bottle of champagne on a semi-regular basis.
I know that you guys do that, but like, are you technically allowed to? Like, no job should
talk about it on the air and we don't get in trouble.
I know, of course, there's probably something in a pamphlet somewhere that says you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't see it laying around. And the problem is you take all those tests and training stuff online now.
Yeah.
So there's never a hard copy to refresh your mind with.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault. My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. Brian just woke up Sabrina Tribuzzi, who is our promotions director. She's in charge of our fun and games department here at MyFM. She had no answer for the song we're going to play, right?
No, so it's not really necessarily a quote-unquote song. It's a cue to call. So we'll probably say, hey, this is it. Call now.
Got it.
Are there any other options besides just saying, hey, call now? Something fun we could do? We had Jill before do yeehaw.
Oh, that would be cool.
We've done that before?
Yeah, for some country song, we had you do a couple of yeehaws.
Well, how
no,
about
you
like
did.
A snippet of a song?
We have some country songs in the system written and performed by Sean Valentine.
You're right.
Wait, can you imagine?
Alabama Moon?
Does love always feel this good?
I mean, legally, that's fine, right?
Well, yeah, they're mine. Yeah. I'm right here. You can do whatever you want with them. So play a snippet of my song. That'll be your cue to call.
And maybe, you know, while it's playing, someone clarifies and says, hey, call now.
Right. Yeah. So they don't realize this is a god-awful song.
Should we give an example just in case no one has heard your song? I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard
little arrow fills the night sky. And I wonder is another standing by your side. My tears still flow though miles away. So I close my eyes and wait another day. It's Alabama Moon.
Yeah, no.
Living our love, our lover again. We'll play the produced version. So like what? A minute and a half or
maybe
how?
Maybe less.
Oh, wow.
Yikes. Ooh.
Knock that down by about a minute and 30 seconds.
So a tiny snippet of one of my country songs will be your cue to call today. Good luck. Starts at 6. 104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning. Hey, congrats to that Girl Scout troop from yesterday. They were so excited. They were so excited. I don't know if they took the day off from school or not, but they got a $5,000 Girl Scout cookie buy. We gave them the day off from school.
You included that in the prize.
Well, we are a team, so there you go. What troop number was it again?
756.
756, get a $5,000 Girl Scout cookie buy. So congrats to them. We do this every single year. It's always fun. And the Girl Scouts they do a great job. They really do. If you got a kid who's in a Girl Scout troop, hopefully that experience is going well. But I feel like they do a really, really good job for young ladies, especially here in Southern California, the chapters here, not to compare to other parts of the country, but I think they do a really, really good job. All right. Coming up. Starts at 6 o'clock. Stagecoach, the Country Music Festival.
I didn't know this, but everybody who wins today, so you're going to get a pair of tickets to Stagecoach. But also, you're in to win an upgraded pair of saloon passes.
What?
So you get access to like the standing room only areas on both sides of the corral, and you get to go to the Rhinestone Cowboy Saloons with all the drink and food vendors. So everybody who wins today
is in
is
for that
running.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, and how did they win today, Jill?
Whenever you hear a little snippet of the critically acclaimed country songs of Valentine, that's when you want to call.
It seemed like you were questioning stuff there.
Well, once I said critically acclaimed, I was like, wait,
You lost it out there, right?
I can't.
So you'll hear a snippet of one of my country songs. That'll be your cue to call 866-544-MYFM. I am not playing Stagecoach this year, but you'll be...
Oh, they didn't ask you back?
You'll be getting those tickets all day long today.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3
MyFM.
90s tune now.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. It's past six. That means sometime very soon we have tickets for Stagecoach, the country music festival. Whenever you hear a snippet of my personal country songs, and you'll know they're mine because they won't sound like anything you've ever heard before. That'll be your cue to call in.
You know, it's a hobby of mine to try and find words for things that don't have words to them. Well, apparently Webster Dictionary has a similar hobby. So Webster, like the dictionary company, obviously, they on Twitter this week, they put out this poll asking for other languages to submit a word that can't quite be translated the same to English. So these are all words from different languages that they think English can't match specifically. And there's one word for them. And I thought this was so cool. So the first one is the Spanish one. So if you speak Spanish, maybe you'll recognize it. I think it's pronounced sobremesa, and it's for the chill time around the table after dinner where you're just chatting and hanging out.
Oh,
you know, when
you're
waiting for the bill and you're just hanging out, you're already done eating and you're just literally just enjoying each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a specific word for that, sobremesa.
Okay. So you're sitting at the restaurant table waiting for the check to come, and that's called sobremesa.
Yeah. And in English, you'd be like, oh, that time we were hanging out after the meal, waiting for the bill. And like,
yeah, there's no word for that, is there?
There's no word for that specifically, which I thought was so cool. So there's a couple here. You might like this one. It's Japanese, and I believe it's called or pronounced koshi shabishi. And it means...
Hold on. The believe it's pronounced, we have no idea how it's pronounced, and I really don't think you know how it's pronounced, right?
I definitely don't.
So you're just making up the pronunciations.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
They give me like the phonetics, but I just assume that if you happen to speak Japanese, I want you to know I'm trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I may be miserably failing. But this word is for when you're not hungry, but you're just eating because you're bored.
Oh, God.
I do that often.
Koshi shabishi.
Okay.
There's a word for that in the English language.
Okay,
well,
what is
two words. It's called my life. mi vida en español, you know?
So I want to have two more. There's a whole list of them, but there's two more that I thought were super cool. There's a Chinese one, and this I'm going to absolutely butcher, but it's something like bao fu xing ouye. And it's when you stay up late because you didn't get enough time to yourself all day.
Oh my God, yes. That's me every Friday.
Right?
My
really?
Eyes are closing, but I have so little time just for me that I force myself to stay up and
just
watch.
Just to stay up.
Like The Last of Us or something that I...
Some
just
show.
For, just for dad.
Yeah.
Just to have a moment for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And then the final one is sometimes my Friday night. It's a Finnish word, and I believe it's pronounced kalsa rikanit. And it basically means pants drunk. When you're drinking at home in your underwear with zero plans to go out.
You do that?
I mean, sometimes.
Hey, if you happen to be Finnish... Or Japanese or Chinese or, you know, obviously if you're Spanish, give us a call. Let us know if you know any of these words and you agree with them. 866-544-MYFM.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:22, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MYFM. Yesterday, the Attorney General of California sued Huntington Beach, accusing the city of refusing to build more affordable housing. Officials in California say Huntington Beach City Council has blocked applications to build affordable housing units. In response, Huntington Beach officials say they're being unfairly targeted by Governor Newsom's administration. The median cost of a home in Huntington Beach is $1.1 million, which is about $300,000 higher than the state average. Houses are just expensive everywhere. Daylight saving time starts Sunday, meaning you'll need to set your clocks forward an hour, lose an hour of sleep. 1 year ago, the United States Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, so you'd never change your clocks again. That legislation stalled. It was just reintroduced last week. Many states, including California, showed support for ending this practice. I think we're all in favor of that. However, no one did the research. I went down a daylight saving time, standard time podcast rabbit hole yesterday.
Okay.
You're not going to believe this. So we actually get more sunshine with standard time. When we go to daylight saving time, if we went permanently, There's like places in Wisconsin where the sun won't rise until after 9 a.m. Places in the East Coast where the sun won't rise until after like 8:30 in January in the winter months, right? So you actually end up getting more sunshine in the morning and in the afternoon if you use standard time versus daylight saving time. Well, the thing is, like 65-66% of Americans all want to end this switching the clocks, but about 35% want standard. No, 35% want daylight.
Oh.
So we're stuck between the standard and the daylight saving time. Which one do you pick if you're making one of them permanent? There's the rub. It's a heck of a podcast. John Kivich, you have sports.
So UCLA took a W last night in the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 College Basketball Tournament. So although UCLA is the best team by far this season, it's still a big win for them because one of their main stars, Jalen Clark, he was injured last weekend, and the dude is a stud. So they weren't sure if they could do this all without him. Right now, the rest of the team is stepping up, though, so things are looking good. They have the semifinals tonight and then hopefully a championship tomorrow. Also, a quick shout-out to Cal State Fullerton, UC Irvine, UC Riverside, and Santa Barbara, also all in their semifinals today.
All right, we get a chance to see Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl, plus a Friday First Sip coming up with that rain coming down. Your first sip's on the way. Get your coffee. We'll do it together. It's 104.3 MyFM, Valentine in the morning. 6:27, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. That rain's coming down out there. It's going to be heavy again this morning, but then what are we hearing for the rest of the day? Just more rain?
All day through tomorrow morning, and then it should taper off by tomorrow afternoon.
That's not what I wanted to hear. But lighter, not as crazy as in the past, right?
Not as crazy.
That's what we're hearing?
About a half an inch today.
Half an inch. Well, I mean, half an inch can be, that can be sizable. You know? No, if it starts to collect all that water in your backyard or something like that, where were you going?
Nothing.
God, you guys, sometimes like...
I don't even know.
Out of the gutter or something there, you know? That's where the rain goes into the gutters of life. Let's talk about taking a risk today. Taking a risk has kind of always like been hard for me in certain respects. Because I'm very comfortable. I'm a creature of habit. I get comfortable with what I'm doing and stuff. But taking a risk in life, usually I think that comes from a place where you don't want to be. That's why you want to take that risk. You want to leave that spot where you don't want to be. And you want to get to something else. And taking that risk can take you from where you don't want to be to where you want to go. It can take you to a point where you're on a path, where you're on a road to where you want to go. For a lot of us, we're just afraid to do it. That first step, right? To take that risk. But by not taking that risk, you're the ship in the harbor. You'll never raise your sails. You never pull out of port to the high seas of life, right? You're stuck. You're anchored. And anchors weigh a lot. And you can live that life. You can do that. I've done it many a day. But then there's a day when you say to yourself, you know what? I am going to take a risk because time flies by. So why not? Why not take that risk? Get to a place where you want to be, or at least on a path to where you want to go. Because again, the idea of just taking a risk in life, trying something different, usually 99.9% of the time, comes from you being in a place where you don't want to be. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
John Kimucci. He's got a very special new music
Valentine
Friday.
Valentine in the morning.
That's right. John Kimucci has got a very special new music Friday. It's a themed new music Friday.
It sure is.
Ooh.
We'll find out the theme coming up next.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
104.3
MyFM.
90s to now.
Apparently, Jill has the entertainment headlines coming up, and then something she'd like to say.
Well, okay, first for entertainment headlines, we all know Cocaine Bear. There's a movie loosely based on a true story. Guys, now we have Cocaine Cat. I'll tell you the latest at 6:50.
Oh, God. Do I need to know more? Do I need to know anything about Cocaine Cat?
Cocaine Bear is such a hit at the box office.
Well, that's where they did Meth Gator or whatever. What was it?
Thinking about,
I think you're exactly right.
Right. What would you like to say, Jill?
Was your first sip inspired by Hillary Duff? By any chance?
No. But I would like to point out, I'm doing first sip here. I'm talking about taking a risk in life and how each and every one of us, you know, we're sometimes afraid to take a risk. There are people out there who are risk takers in general, much better than us. But taking that risk really, I think, comes from a place where you're not happy with something. And when you realize that, is taking a risk so hard then? You know? Because you're in a spot where you're not happy with something. Taking that risk can get you out of that spot. And Jill said, that's a Hillary Duff song.
I asked Valentine, were you inspired by Hillary Duff? Because her song, Why Not,
right,
is basically that. Why not take a crazy chance? Why not do a crazy dance?
I said nothing about dancing.
Can you imagine
honest.
Valentine driving into work?
He did.
Oh, is that what I said? Why not do a crazy dance?
You said, like, why not take a crazy chance? And I was like, oh. And so I went to Google the why not lyrics.
Yeah, so I look around at everybody's been doing First Sip. I'm not reading it. This is Stream of Consciousness Radio. And I look around and everyone's typing stuff. John's typing on his computer. She's typing on her computer. You're typing something. Laura's typing something. Does nobody pay attention to their coworkers in this world?
I was looking up lyrics.
She was looking up lyrics. Yeah. I was helping her. She was
looking up lyrics to poke fun of me. That's what she was doing.
No, I wanted to know if you were inspired by Hillary Duff like she inspires all of us.
Well, the answer to that should be self-evident. Mm. John Camucci standing by with New Music Friday.
All right, my new music. There's a ton of great music out today, but the biggest release is obviously Miley Cyrus. So we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to be playing Miley songs all day long here on MyFM. So I want to focus just on her album right now. So let's take a look at her new album, Endless Summer Vacation. I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand. I can take myself dancing, yeah. I can hold my hand. So we know Flowers. Flowers is a huge hit. It's proving to be Miley's biggest hit ever. It's track one on the album, and this album is more of a bouquet. So it gets a little bit of everything that's tied in to the next few tracks here. So the next track
we can't let that slide.
Why?
Come on. You're doing Flowers. You know, this is more of a bouquet.
Yeah, her first song's Flowers, but you get a little bit of these different tastes of things all together.
You were
this
proud
album.
Of that, weren't you?
I was very proud
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, thank you. No, that's going to get highlighted.
I mean, Rolling Stone, are you listening?
Yeah.
Hire this man.
A bouquet.
So the next track after Flowers you'll hear is a ballad, a rock ballad called Jaded. I'm sorry that you're jaded. So Jaded is talking about being jaded from love. Someone who's no longer willing to work on the relationship. She even has this line that says, we went to hell and back but never came back. So that's why I kind of liked this one, because it's dark but fun. It's this melancholy track where she's like kind of talking about falling out of love and all these bad things that can happen at the end of a relationship, but it's masked by this powerful pop rock instrumentation to it. And this song, I think, highlights Miley's voice. One of the best on the album, and it's been 10 years since Wrecking Ball, 14 years since The Climb.
Whoa!
So to see Miley come back and have a moment like this just feels so good.
Wrecking Ball was 10 years ago?
Isn't that insane?
Holy moly.
10 years ago.
Old.
So this album just feels so real. But I want to highlight a slower ballad, because it's this song that focuses on a more brighter, a more hopeful side of love, and it's called You. I want to cut off my hair. Kick off my boots, dance in the wind just to do it again. Oh, it's true, but only if it's with you. So this song is focusing on what she says is that late night sweet magic, forever lasting love. And this was interesting to me because this is one of the slower sounding ballads on the album, but it's about the brighter side of love lyrically. When Jaded is the complete opposite, it's about this darker side of love, but it's armored with this rock vibe to it. So I feel like she doesn't give you exactly what you're expecting. She kind of plays with it a little bit. So in this video, she was saying that the sequencing of this entire track list, she divided by two parts, AM and PM, and they almost kind of represent an act. So the AM set to her represents the morning time, where there's this buzz and an energy, and there's this potential of new possibilities. It's a new day. And then she wrote some songs for the PM part. And she says at nighttime, it kind of feels like there's a slinky seediness, kind of grime, but kind of a glamour at the same time. And in the evening, it's the best time for rest. And it's a time to recover. Yeah. It's a time to go out and experience the wild side. So you got your songs about falling out of love. You got your songs about being in love. And Miley kind of admits that while writing a lot of this, she was flooded with all these different emotions. And sometimes you just need in her words, a dance floor banger.
How much cooler would it have been, though? And I'm not telling Miley how to write a song, but when she says, just like a river.
Just like an atmospheric river.
Very topical, very topical.
So this is River. It's a song that she just intended for you to let go and have fun. And Miley has this special streaming performance today, the Miley Cyrus Endless Summer Vacation Backyard Sessions, where she's performing songs from her new album for the very first time. And it comes out at 10 o'clock this morning. It's streaming on Disney+. And with Miley's just raw vocals and all this talent, I cannot wait to hear all of these songs get brought to life.
I love her voice.
So River is one of the ones that's been taken off most on the internet. I think that's the next one that's really going to have its day after Flowers. But 10 this morning on Disney Plus, Backyard Sessions is what everyone is most excited about. That's like her raw live debut of this album.
Thanks, John.
So I built a whole playlist with all the new releases and a ton of songs from this Miley album. Just open the iHeartRadio app and search My New Music.
Oh, that's cool. So what was I going to say? Oh, you know, we were talking about, she was talking about one of her songs, the PM side of life and stuff like that, and how it's dirtier and grimer and stuff like that. I always thought when you're in a breakup and, you know, it's done, it's over, but you still miss that person, you're hoping they call. There was always a thing, and I don't know if you experienced it, John, probably not, because it's past your generation. But you'd come home and you'd look at your answer machine. You look for blinks on your answer machine to see if that person you called or the person that you loved called you or something, right? And then as the night went on, there came a point in the night where it felt okay because you're like, well, nothing's going to happen now. It's past 11 o'clock. Of course, they wouldn't call. Maybe they're thinking about me, but they wouldn't call now anyway. And there became a moment where you could actually just kind of rest. And if you're in a depressive state or something like that, you were like, okay. I'm going to be okay. Then the morning comes, of course. Then it's all back to, is she going to call today? The hope builds back up. But you got to a moment of rest, like when she's talking about that PM stance there, where you're just like, okay, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it through the night because nothing else is going to happen to me tonight.
I mean, I think it's the same, but almost more dangerous because now I think that's text messaging.
Yeah, it's a different world. That was my world. Your world is different. It's immediate.
Sometimes you're waiting all day for a text message from someone. You don't know whether or not they're going to respond and maybe you're getting ghosted. Maybe they just don't like you anymore.
And you're not walking into the house checking that answer machine for blinks anymore.
No, it's with you all day long.
That's a lot of pressure. Don't break up with people. No. Hey, how's that going, by the way?
Oh, great.
Okay, you haven't talked about that in a hot minute.
Yeah, she's been out of town.
Uh-huh. Still could have talked about her, Christina Sanchez. Georgia. Stephen Sanchez, Till I Found You. It is 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Drive careful out there. The people on the road, it seemed like there were less people today, didn't it? Mm-hmm. I think some people stayed home, worked from home with the rain coming down, atmospheric rivers. And Central California and NorCal are getting it worse than we are. Mm-hmm. Still, it's problematic out there. The ground is saturated from all these rains before. So that's when you get flooding because the ground isn't soaking up all this water coming in. So it kind of runs off and causes flooding and stuff. So be careful. Watch it when you're driving in the number one lane or the number five lane. So the high speed lane or the slow lane. Sometimes water pools on the left and right of the roads. So be careful with that. But we will be here because we are troopers. And we do have tickets for Stagecoach, the country music festival. And apparently, John Peek has chimed in this morning after hearing our show. John's our boss. I'm sure you guys have a boss like John, right? He's kind of like that boss from The Office sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And what did he say to you, Brian?
Well, he called me just a moment ago and said, Valentine cannot play his country music. And I said, well, we kind of set this up. Yeah. Like that, it's been established. And he said, you have to stop this from happening.
Oh, my gosh. He really said that.
I wasn't going to play my songs because I get it. They're not good.
That's not true.
No, they're fine. They're fine. But they're not something that anyone's going to tune into the radio show to hear, the country music that I've written over the years.
They're not recognizable.
Right. They're not hits. They're like deep tracks that an artist might release when they die.
They're good and more people need to hear them.
That's sweet of you.
But right now, not a whole lot of people recognize the songs.
Right, right. So we wanted to play a snippet of one of my country songs. And that was kind of like your cue to call. You're like, does love almost feel this good? Call now. Something like that.
Right.
Get like Mr. Voice to help out or something or somebody.
After some back and forth, he said, you know, you can play it lightly in the background.
Well, you announce, you know, it's time to call.
It's like lightly in the background. Like we play the volume low and then Jill's like really loud over it.
Yes.
Play it lightly in the background. Then have Jill quite loud over the top of it. And then that'd be cue to call. So that's happening all day. And we've already started the contest. So if you want to go to Stagecoach, that will be coming up. Listen for your cue to call. A light sprinkling of one of my country songs with Jill giving you the cue to call as well.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
If you like watching your Netflix shows and movies with subtitles, there's a new feature in place. I'll tell you all about it right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Netflix has now done a little update with their subtitles, and you can now choose from three different text sizes, small, medium, and large. And then you can also choose from four different colors. There's the white text, which we've had. There's also a white text with a black background, a black text with a white background, and a yellow text with a black background. So you can find what's more appealing to your eyes. These were previously only available online, but they said a lot of people are watching them on large screens, like smart TVs and TVs that connect to other devices. So now everybody can kind of customize your subtitles. And there's Cocaine Bear, who has his own movie now. It's loosely based on a real event that happened. But now in Ohio, an African wildcat was captured. And according to TMZ, they found it stuck in a tree. They got reports. Officials got reports of a leopard stuck in the tree. And when they got there, they found an African serval cat, which is illegal to own in Ohio. And so Cincinnati Animal Care tested the cat for DNA and narcotics, and it tested positive for cocaine. So now the cat is being treated at the Cincinnati Zoo. And luckily, you know, no one lost their life with cocaine cat. But
why did they test it for narcotics? Is that a common thing when you get a cat out of a tree? Hey, test that cat for narcotics, man.
I guess because of the bear, now they test everything.
Well, the bear was like many, many years ago, and it died after like 5 minutes. The true story, right? The bear's like took some coke, went out.
But luckily, this cat's going to be okay. And
so any
we'll
type of animal we find now, we're going to be testing it for coke?
It must have been doing something crazy, maybe. Something.
Well, that might have been rabies. You tested for rabies or something.
Yeah.
They tested for narcotics.
Oh, I'm chill with your entertainment headlines.
Watch out for those chipmunks, those squirrels. Everybody, watch out. Cocaine squirrel. 6:54. The tickets for Stagecoach coming up very soon. Plus, the Battle of the Sexes. Don't blink on this. Disneyland Resort Family 4-Pack. Call us right now. 866-544-MYFM if you want in to the Disneyland Resort. This is your chance. A Family 4-Pack. Come get it, guys. 104.3 MYFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Here's Bruno Mars. BB Rexha. Bebe. BB Rexha, David Guetta, I'm good. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. We've got happy news coming up. Anything that you want to shout out that's making you smile, text in 31043. Maybe you've got a tarp on your roof and you're excited about that and life is good. 31043. Maybe somebody texted in, Peek's a poo-poo head.
That's my happy news.
There you go. What's making you smile today? Myself, Jill, John, we're going to read that on the air at MyFM. We call it happy news. Been doing it for years and it's always a hit. So 31043, why are you happy today?
KPLG, Los Angeles.
My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. We've got tickets to Stagecoach, the country music festival. When you hear one of my original country songs in its entirety, that's your cue to call. 866-544-MYFM.
That will make our boss, John P., get in his car and get here early to stop that. That's not happening. He doesn't want us doing that.
Well, all right. It's not one of my songs. It's a twofer. When you hear two of my songs,
yes!
a twin spin, that'll be your cue to call. Or if you simply hear 0.05 seconds of one of my country songs with Jill saying, call now, that's when you dial up to get in the Stagecoach. Lumineers, ho, hey. It's Valentine in the morning. 7-Eleven, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. This is a video promoting our giveaway for Stagecoach. It's up at Valentine in the morning on Instagram and at 104.3 MyFM on Instagram, either one. Give us a follow on both accounts if you can. This video, it may not be safe for little eyes. I don't know. Well, you climb onto Jill and you're like, it's something's happening there.
No, I'm the horse.
Oh, that's wow. Yeah, there's your answer, folks.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
It's right, safe for cowboy. Little eyes.
Mm. So you can see that video if you want. It's up there right now. We're very proud of it. Laura did a great job with that one. At Valentine the Morning and at 104.3 MyFM. But the point is, it's My Free Ticket Friday. So today, a chance to tickets for Stagecoach, Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, all that coming your way. Listen for your chance to win.
All you have to do is hear one of Valentine's country songs. Front to back.
Front to
four
back.
4 to 5 minutes long.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe 4 to 5
country
seconds
music.
Long. I think it's...
I don't even think I'll get 4 to 5 seconds. Yeah. Honestly, I think John Peake has approved, I think, like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
A hard two. And then Jill says, call now. So that's what you're listening for. Then dial 866-544-MYFM. But right now... It is the battle of the sexes. Reps and the men. His name is Peter. He lives in Dunbar. He works as a school counselor and enjoys spending time with his kids. What's up, Peter?
Is that supposed to be Diamond Bar?
Hello, hello, morning.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, hello, morning. Is that supposed to be Diamond Bar?
Diamond Bar, yeah.
Oh, Dunbar.
Oh, Emily wrote down Dunbar.
Dunbar, that's and I was, a fun one.
He's not
I was,
from here.
Right, but I was like, where is Dunbar? It sounds cool. It sounds very European, doesn't it?
It does.
I live on the outskirts of Dunbar. It's near Dunkirk, where they, you know, where they landed with the forces. Great.
Representing the ladies, her name is Claudia. She's from Ventura County. She works in healthcare and enjoys spending time with her kids. Let's hear it for Claudia.
What's up, Claudia? Emily's been helping out behind the scenes here, but not from here, so we get a lot of towns misspelled and mispronounced, and it's like an adventure every day, honestly.
That's awesome.
I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Peter, Jill's going to be asking you a series of trivia questions. Best out of three wins, still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Claudia, what is the first what is the first rule of Fight Club?
No kicking.
No. You don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh.
Boom.
Peter, Christy, Marianne, Claudia, and Stacy were the original four members of what club?
The Golden Girls?
No, the Babysitters Club.
All right, current score is 0-0. What is the name of the baseball fielding position located between second base and third base? What position is that?
Shortstop.
There you go.
Peter, Tom Hanks says there's no crying in baseball in what movie?
Angels in Outfield.
Oh, A League of Their Own.
All right, current score, 1-0. Ladies, you can win it right here. Who voices Mario in the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie?
John Leguizamo?
No, Chris Pratt, the famous Italian Chris Pratt.
And Peter, Chris Pratt is married to what member of the Schwarzenegger family?
Catherine Schwarzenegger. Yes,
that's right.
Oh my God, dude. Tying it up last second. That means we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
What's the meanest thing a kid ever said to you?
Claudia.
Peter.
Claudia.
You need to lose weight.
Oh, gosh. No.
Kids are so honest. Kids are so honest. But maybe they're looking at it from a healthful standpoint. And what child was that that said that to you?
My own kid.
Your own kid. Oh, gosh. It cuts like a knife, doesn't it?
Well, Claudia, you win. Ladies win.
Yay!
You're
getting
a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use hashtag Valentine in the Morning and share it with pride.
Thank you so much, you guys. That's awesome.
And Claudia, you've also won a family 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort to celebrate 100 years of Disney. The celebration of a lifetime is waiting for you. Ticket and park reservation is required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. We also have a bonus chance to win for everyone else at 1043myfm.com. But Claudia, you're going to Disneyland.
Thank you so much. My kids are so happy, and I'll tell you, this is their happy news for Friday.
Oh, but one of them's not going to go. Because that's the kid that called you fat. Leave him home.
I agree with you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. No, you got to take him. You got to take him. All right, listen, Peter, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
So close. Shout out to my lovely wife, Brianna, and my two boys, Lucas and Evan. Hope they have a good day, and drive safe in the rain, guys.
You too, brother. Thank you, man.
Three things you need to know right now.
All right, 7:23. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Reach out with that happy news if you got it. And if you're not in that state where you got a big old smile on your face, I get it. Life happens, right? Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Keep listening, because sometimes hearing some happy news from other people might actually put a smile on your face. Now, we do have this atmospheric river that's bringing more rain and snow to Southern California. LA and Orange County expected to see moderate rainfall, about half an inch to an inch total. In many areas, the ground is still saturated from the recent storms, and the National Weather Service says the risk of flooding will remain high through the weekend. Rain is in the forecast for all mountain communities, which will combine with several feet of existing snow. This increases the risk of avalanche danger and other issues like collapsed roofs and stuff like that, because that snow, when you get rain on that snow, it just becomes heavy. It just gets wet, wet, heavy snow. Always a problem growing up back east, too, but this is a lot of snow that people are getting. There are groups of people around LA who are upset about cracked and unsafe sidewalks. They're taking matters into their own hands. People have been placing large, colorful bandages on sidewalks that need repairs. These massive bandages also have QR codes on them that are linked to MyLA311, which is the service request system people can use to report issues. They're putting big band-aids on cracked sidewalks. Kind of smart. There's always this one on the way to LAX. I noticed when you take a service street, this tree was just coming up out of the sidewalk onto the street. I was like, oh man, what a nightmare if you have to walk past all that stuff. We should put these on the potholes too. John Camucci got the sports.
So we finally made it. This weekend is the high school basketball CIF state championships. So I want to shout out to the two schools still in it here. Harvard-Westlake, after beating Centennial last week, they're competing in the state championship tomorrow. And then Notre Dame and Sherman Oaks, they're competing in the D1 state championship tonight. Good luck to those schools.
Was that tough for you, Centennial losing?
It was. They won by a significant amount, too. I was kind of shocked.
I was kind of rooting for Centennial, and then I realized that Centennial's won it so often.
Oh, yeah.
Then I switched right to Harvard-Westlake.
Yeah, within the last few years, a few times.
Coming up, we want to hear from you. What's your happy news? Text in right now, 31043. Plus, it is a My Free Ticket Friday. This morning, we have a chance at tickets for Stagecoach. Luke Bryan's there, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton. He's fantastic. You can win that at any moment. Just keep on listening for a snippet of one of my original country songs. Believe me, you'll know it when you hear it. And then Jill will tell you to call in to win the tickets. That could come up, I'd say, in the next maybe like 15 minutes. Kid Leroy, Justin Bieber, this is Stay. It's 104.3 MyFM.
Happy Friday, everyone, because I'm happy and alone. If you feel like roaming at a roof, call now with your happy news. It's 866-544-MYFM.
Hi.
What's your happy news, Regina?
My happy news is that today we are going to get an email that's going to tell me if I'm allowed to go to this middle school that I really like.
Okay, so you're trying to get into a certain middle school. Is that outside of where you guys live or something?
Yeah, it is.
You really want to go there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, what'd you have to do to make this happen?
This is Mom. So we applied online about 3 months ago, and today we find out if she gets in, and it's the Archer School for Girls.
Oh, wow. That sounds really cool. Why did you guys want to go to the Archer School for Girls?
One of the reasons is because there's no boys.
Regina? Oh, I love you.
Oh, my God. Never work for kids or animals. I'll always show you up. Regina, you're an absolute sweetheart. Listen, we're rooting for you, okay? Will you let us know if you get that email today?
Yeah.
Mom, maybe you take a little video of her and you can post it up on our Facebook or send it to us on Instagram or something if you're okay with that. And yes, hi to those other kids as well in the back seat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Regina. Take care. Bye. Okay, bye. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Good morning. What's your happy news?
I have been getting a better relationship with my husband. We've been together for 21 years, and our relationship's getting stronger, and it's awesome.
What have you guys been doing to strengthen the relationship?
We're trying to communicate more and be more honest with each other. And it's been helping a lot, especially since we have two kiddos and we're having more fun with them as well.
Kimberly, what was the conversation like when you both decided you wanted to try harder on the relationship? Did something happen or just out of nowhere you needed to work on it?
You know, we were just tired of being stressed and stressing about the same stuff. And we're like, what's the point? Because we got one life and we're together and we love each other. So might as well just be happier and try to figure it out instead of stressing about the things that sometimes you just can't change, you know?
I love this.
Did you ever think like, all right, so if we hadn't worked this out and things went south, what am I going to do when I get out there? I can't play in that dating pool. I can't live in that world now, right?
Right. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I have enough stuff going on. I'm a teacher. I got 21 kids.
I know.
And I go home. I got two kids. I'm like, nope, I'm good with the same person. Let's work it out.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And I'm strong and he's strong.
So that may not sound that romantic, but it, you know, it's like, I'm not getting out in that world. I don't want to be any part of that.
Yep.
Thanks, Kimberly. Congratulations with that. And you keep it up, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Those tickets for Stagecoach coming up. What are we listening for, Jill?
You're listening for a song you've never heard before in your entire life.
That's probably not true.
That's a cute. Oh, John, I played them, you know.
No, you're listening for one of Valentine's original songs that he wrote.
Right.
They're
these
country
are my
songs. We love them. They're so good. So when you hear a little snippet of a country song that Valentine wrote,
you'll know it. You'll know it.
That's when you call.
Exactly. Weather today. Temps in the 50s. LA and Orange County should get about half an inch of rain today through tomorrow afternoon. Sunny, highs in the 60s by Sunday. 52 Pico Rivera. 54 in Santa Ana. Jill Scott, the entertainment headlines on the way.
There's some casting news going around that makes it seem like Beetlejuice 2 might actually happen. I'll tell you who they're talking about joining the cast. Coming up at 7:50.
I'm not sure why, but we are absolutely jammed with happy news. So everybody who's on hold right now, get right to it. I want to get as many people on as possible and get those positive vibes out there. So just get right to your happy news. Let's go with Shelby. Shelby, what's your happy news?
Hey, I got my dream job as a speech language pathologist for a preschool.
Yes!
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
I went to speech therapy when I was in elementary school and stuff. That's a really, really big thing. So congrats and have fun with that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Bailey, go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, Bailey.
Hi. I'd like to share that my son is a senior, and he's starting to receive his college acceptance letters.
Fantastic.
Exciting.
A cool feeling.
Yes.
Where is he hoping to go?
Very excited. He's been accepted at University of Arizona, Concordia University, LMU, so we're waiting on a few others. He really wants Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
So he's smart.
John just knew based in the school, so he's smart. Yeah.
He's okay.
Mom, you've done well. Congratulations. Enjoy the experience, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Carla, take it away. What do you got?
Hi, good morning, guys. Good morning. I was calling because after 43 years of being a permanent resident, I became a U.S. citizen.
Oh, congratulations.
Where were you from originally? Where are you from?
Portugal.
Portugal, wow. And you finally said, you know what? I want to just be an American citizen.
Yes, both of my parents are deceased. My dad was very into the politics and everything, and he knew all about the history. I mean, he really got all into it, and he became a U.S. citizen like 10 years before he passed away. So that's always been like in the back of my head. We finally saved up money to be able to do it. And
did it cost a lot of money to become a citizen? Was that a lot of money?
Yes, it's expensive. And not only that, you have to do a lot of studying. I mean, you know, you learn it in school, but over the years you tend to forget. So it's a lot of studying because you don't know what they're going to ask you, and you have to pass the verbal test that they give
you. It's a lot, right? How many how many representatives in the House of Representatives?
There's 435.
Bingo.
Yeah, I don't know if I could pass
How many senators do we have?
We have 100 senators.
How many from each state?
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, two. It's two from each state. You know more than like the average bear, seriously.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, it's still engraved in my head right now from all the studying, but it was months of studying, and it's a nerve wreck because you don't know what they're
going to
ask.
Yeah,
well, don't worry. Listen, as an American citizen, you'll do right by us. You'll forget all of that stuff and be just as dumb as the rest of us.
It's funny because I was testing a lot of people as we were meeting with friends and stuff.
And we didn't know it, did we?
Yeah, we didn't know anything.
I know.
Like, can anyone help me study?
I know. Carla, thanks for calling in. Congratulations. Welcome to Citizenship.
Thank you. Hey, Valentine, I was going to ask you guys, well, first of all, thank you guys for letting me talk to you. It's the first time I've ever talked to you guys on air. And is there any way we could talk to John? Oh. See if maybe he'd give me some Stagecoach tickets.
Oh.
John Camucci or John Peak?
No, your boss.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a big John question.
Yeah, hang on. Brian's going to give you a cell phone. Anybody wants John Peak's cell phone, our boss, feel free to hang tight. We'll get you set. Hang on, Carla. Welcome to America. Hang on. What is this? 818-742.
That's right.
Come on in, meow. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. We're doing happy news. KK, you are on the air right now. Take it away.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My daughter finally got her driver's license after 5 behind the wheel tests.
Oh, those tests can be tricky. It took me too.
Oh my gosh.
They try to trick you
and
on purpose.
She had to take the written test 4 times.
Okay.
And then the behind the wheel test 5 times.
But she passed.
She's been trying since June. And she passed.
Yay! KK, that's great.
Be honest. Are you nervous to drive with her?
Oh my god. Okay, so
John, how dare you ask a question? None of us are thinking that, John. How dare you come with the truth like that? Go ahead, KK. Speak right to him.
No. I agree with John. I was a nervous wreck, which she was learning how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And now today it's raining and she's driving herself to school.
No.
I'm going to stop her all day.
Do you have Life 360? Do you have that, Mom?
I stalk her on my iPhone.
So we have Life 360. I think it works better than Find My iPhone. And if you get that, you can also tell how fast they're going. You can tell if they're braking hard, different things like that. And there's some stuff you could pay for, but we have the free version of it, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's important for parents to watch your kids who took the driver's test 5 times on a rainy day. For sure. Thanks, KK. Tell her congratulations from us.
Will do.
Where do you live, love? Where do you live?
I live in Burbank. Right next to you guys.
Great. So we'll encounter you and your daughter on a regular basis.
We should look out for
them. Yeah, is it a blue or what's the color of the car?
I'm not telling.
Oh my gosh. Watch out, people.
She's going to do great.
She will.
Yes, she is.
All right. Thanks, KK. Thanks for calling.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
The mayor of a city in Arizona is renaming the city in honor of Taylor Swift. I'll tell you why right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
The mayor of a city in Arizona is renaming the city in honor of Taylor Swift because in 1 week, Taylor kicks off her Eras tour and the mayor of Glendale, Arizona wants to welcome her to town and rename Glendale to honor Taylor. And he said, "We know all too well that Taylor is one of the most influential artists of her generation, and we are writing our own love story for her and greeting every Swiftie in style." They have not announced the name that they're going to change it to, but it's going to be the name of that town until her second show that night or the second night in Arizona, and then they'll go back to Glendale. So it's just while Taylor's in town. I thought that was very cute.
Sounds like somebody also trying to get some free tickets or meet Taylor backstage. That's what I'm hearing in this story.
I enjoyed the little All Too Well and love story.
He did some
style.
Little Taylor. Yep. And there's been rumors for a while about a sequel to Beetlejuice, but now The Hollywood Reporter is saying Jenna Ortega, who stars in Wednesday on Netflix, she's also in the new Scream movie, she's in talks to play Lydia's daughter. And so now these rumors look like it might actually be happening, and that Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder are supposedly returning as Beetlejuice and Lydia. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Okay, 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. Be careful, though, if you're on the road. Obviously, don't text while you're driving. That rain is still coming down. Problematic in certain areas out there. Carolina, what's your happy news?
My boyfriend just graduated from his bus operator training for Metro in LA.
Oh, he's going to drive the big old bus.
Yeah, he's already doing it, actually.
That's awesome.
Very. He studied so hard for it, so it's nice to see that it worked out for him.
Yeah.
How long has he been working on that?
He started in January this year, but he applied last year in like October, November.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what a process.
How many times did he take the driving portion of that test?
Just once.
How about that? How about that? Just once.
That's great.
Have you been on his bus before?
No, he did ask me to go on my day off to go ride around with him.
Yeah, you got to ride him. Yeah. Ride the bus.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I meant ride the bus.
Yesterday, it was so nice because he draws.
Yeah.
So he made his, one of her teachers, a drawing of the bus down at the Gateway Plaza at the Union Station.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing how proud of him the teacher was and seeing how much it meant to him, it was so nice to see.
Oh, that's great.
That's good. It's always nice when you have really good coworkers that are also proud of your accomplishments and stuff. Yeah.
And having a good girlfriend that's proud of your accomplishments.
Yeah.
That's a huge help.
Thanks.
Ride that bus! Thanks, Carolina.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Wondering, can I get on the Christmas card list?
The Valentine in the Morning Family Christmas card list?
Yes, please.
Back the bus up, lady. We're loading you down with cards.
She's on the list. And we got some happy news text coming in at 31043. This says, we're celebrating my sons, Colin and Nathan's birthdays by going to Universal Studios in the rain. Another text says, after 2 years of hard work, I'm officially done with my double master's program.
Oh, wow.
I have a master's in educational leadership and an administrative credential. And then I want to share my happy news really fast because it's about my niece, Hazel. She's about to go into school. But she's in her school's talent show this weekend, and she's singing a duet with her friend Harper. And I'm just so happy, so proud of her, because she's getting up on stage and singing. She has a great voice, and she sings for us all the time. And I'm just so happy that she's going to be out there on stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Singing.
What is she singing? What song?
They're singing What Else Can I Do from Encanto.
How does that go? I guess you're not getting on stage.
Panic. I just made something unexpected, something sharp, something new. It's not symmetrical or perfect, but it's beautiful. And it's mine. What else can I do? Break it in.
What is happening?
Yes.
What is going on?
Good luck, Hazel and Harper.
I can't play my country songs, but I got this Encanto festival going on around here.
I'm sorry.
866-544-MYFM. If you want to text in 31043, it's 756. Oh, what's this, John Peek?
It's a My Free Ticket Friday. Call right now for your tickets to Stagecoach. 866-544-MYFM.
Living our love all over again. Seeing our moves from beginning to end. Living alone is hard.
We were good.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Let me grab a phone line and say good morning to... Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
What did you hear that made you call in?
The Stagecoach.
Yeah, but did you hear anything in the background? Any cool songs?
Yeah, it was Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
Right before Miley Cyrus,
did you hear anything else? Any other song that you said, oh my gosh, that should be played at Stagecoach or something? That sounds like, is that Alabama Moon I'm hearing? Is that what you heard?
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard.
Counting the days till I forget.
You're going to Stagecoach. You're the winner. Congratulations.
Yeah!
Oh, I love that. John was telling us this festival is so cool. He thinks it's better than Coachella, honestly.
I do. The family is invited. Everyone can go. It's great vibes. Everyone's just sitting around in the daylights singing country music.
Right. So it's kind of a family vibe. It's safe for everybody.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you ever been, Elizabeth?
Oh, my God. No. I've always wanted to go, but to be honest, I never could afford tickets.
Well, I'm so glad your first time calling in, you were able to score Stagecoach tickets. That's huge. You're going to have the best time.
And also, Elizabeth, everybody that wins today is in to win an upgraded pair of saloon passes. So you're in to win those as well.
Oh, my
Congrats,
goodness.
Liz. Well, here, hang out. We're going to get you all set. Hang on the phone line. Hang on one sec. Now, so the next opportunity, it's not going to be my song Alabama Moon that plays, right? John Peake shut that down, I guess, right?
Down.
All right. Luckily, Jill.
You've got another song.
Yes, right.
Does Love Always Feel This Good?
So you're going to hear a little bit of Does Love Always Feel This Good. That'd be your cue to call 866-544-MY-FM.
Los Angeles.
My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. We do have a lot more passes for a Stagecoach, the Country Music Festival coming up. Kylie is trying to get in school. We've had you on hold too long. I'm sorry. What was your happy news today, Kylie?
My happy news is that today at my school is an incentive for doing all your missing work and classwork because, we're going to have, I'm just a little nervous.
That's okay. Take your time. You're doing great, by the way. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah.
So tell us what's happening at your school today. Everyone's finished their missing work, late assignments. They got all that stuff taken care of. What are you guys going to celebrate with?
Yes, we're going to celebrate with nachos and a pastry exchange.
Ooh.
A nacho and pastry exchange.
Mm. Love that.
Wow, holla. Peño. Right? You've never done that at a Mexican restaurant?
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Never so done fun. That.
Holla.
Peño.
Try that today, Kylie.
Holla.
Hey,
wait, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Can I be on the Christmas card?
Of course. I really thought the question was, what's wrong with you? Were you dropped on your head as a child? Yeah, we'll put you on the list. Hang on, Kylie.
Okay.
It is the Battle of the Sexes. Representing the men, his name is Oliver. He lives in Linwood. He works for an escrow company, enjoys going to the casino. What up, Oliver?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it.
And representing the ladies, her name is Clorinda. She's from Thousand Oaks. She works as an accountant and enjoys spending time with her family. Let's hear for Clorinda.
Clorinda.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Here's how it works. Clorinda, I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Oliver, Jill's going to be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let's start with the ladies. Jesse Eisenberg plays the role of what character in the movie The Social Network?
I don't know.
Mark Zuckerberg. If you haven't seen it, it's old, but it's about the start of Facebook. It is an absolutely fantastic movie.
Oliver, what member of NSYNC also stars in The Social Network?
Joey Fatone?
No, Justin Timberlake.
Actually, one of his critically acclaimed acting debuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
I think so. How many defensive players are on a baseball field during the game, Clorinda?
There are three.
There are nine.
Oliver, finish the name of the music group S Club blank.
S Club Boys.
S Club 7.
All right, current score is 0-0. In what popular video game can you purchase the currency V-Bucks?
V-Bucks?
V as in Valentine. V-Bucks.
Call of Duty?
Fortnite. Perhaps I should give away some V-Bucks.
Sounds creepy for some reason.
Why does it sound creepy?
I don't know.
Okay.
And Oliver, you can redeem Robux on what online game platform?
Roblox.
Roblox is correct.
Last second win. Yeah. Nice job, dude. Yeah. Fellas win. You got it.
Yeah.
Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate posted on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. You share that with pride.
Yeah. Thank
and
you, guys.
You're welcome, bud.
Thank you.
Say hello to the Lumineers. Hollywood Bowl, September 15th. They're on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Plus a bonus chance, 1043myfn.com. But those are yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
And since everybody else is asking, can I get on that Christmas list too?
What is it about today?
It's a rainy, miserable day, and people find joy at the holidays, you know?
Of course.
The Valentine in the Morning Family Christmas Card List. We'll put you on that too. But listen, Clorinda, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away. Clorinda, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Yes,
yeah, this
hi.
Is like your exit the stage. The Oscars are this weekend. This is now your like speech as you exit the stage. You say whatever you want to say.
Oh, have a good Friday, everyone, and stay safe.
Well said.
This is Clorinda's first time at the Oscars. By the way, how excited are you for the Oscars this weekend? I'm stoked.
I'm excited.
Right. There's so many like people up for awards that have been doing it for a long time, like Jamie Lee Curtis and stuff, that deserve an Oscar and have never won an Oscar before. It's pretty compelling.
I'm excited for Rihanna's performance.
Oh, that's right.
Three things you need to know right now.
It is 8:20. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. So this atmospheric river, it's bringing more rain and snow to Southern California today. Rain is in the forecast for all mountain communities, which will combine with several feet of existing snow to increase the risk of avalanche danger. And it could cause other issues like collapsed roofs, flooding, etc. Because the rain that's coming is warm, they say. Warm rain. Another concern is mud flows, including near the Fish Fire Burn area in Duarte. That area is under a mud flow alert through 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. How about that? A mud flow alert. You have flash flooding, you have stuff like that. Avalanches, I've never heard. Mud flow alert.
Yeah, me either.
Daylight saving time starts Sunday, meaning you'll need to set your clocks forward an hour. We all lose an hour of sleep. 1 year ago, the United States Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, so we'd never change our clocks again. That legislation stalled, but it was just reintroduced last week. Many states, including California, have shown support for ending this practice. What a lot of people don't get into, though, is daylight saving time versus standard saving time. You actually get more sunlight, according to a podcast. You actually get more sunlight with standard saving time versus daylight saving time. Figure that one out. So even though about 65% of Americans want to stop doing the thing with the clocks, it's split which one they want, daylight versus standard. Hmm. That's the problem. That's why it's kind of stalled here. John Camucci's got the sports.
Well, this weekend, Team USA competes in the World Baseball Classic. So it's basically like the World Cup of baseball, and Team USA is stacked. It is probably the best baseball team in the entire world, so they should win the championship. Our own Mike Trout and Mookie Betts are on the team. Team USA has been playing exhibitions against our major league teams just to prep for it. So yesterday they played the Angels, beat them 6-0, and it was interesting that the Angels had to play against Mike Trout for once. So our first game is going to be against Great Britain. That's tomorrow at 6.
So the World Baseball Classic team, the U.S. team, beat the Angels?
Beat the Angels. Yeah, and I would hope they would.
Yeah. Coming up, what could you have gotten away with, but you didn't? Maybe you could have easily stolen something, and you didn't? What's that story all about? What if we're 3 My Fam? It is Valentine in the morning. So you could have taken it. You could have gotten away with it, but morality stepped in. You said, no, I'm not going to do that. I know some people would do that. I'm not going to be the person that does that. I'm going to be a different person. I had this exact scenario happen to me the other day. I'm at my house and somebody rolled up, knocked on my door. They go, hey, we've got your Audi for you. Here you go. Here are the keys. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, your brand new Audi. Here it is. Here's the keys. Okay. I'm thinking, first off, I'm a Toyota guy.
Yeah, you are.
Amen. Secondly, that's not my car. Somebody had the wrong address. They were dropping off a car for somebody who just purchased a car, and they were about to hand me that car.
So it was a brand new car?
Brand new car.
So weird that you're delivering a car, and the first thing you do is just hand over the keys.
I guess they thought it was the address. It was no ID needed or anything like that. Yeah. You didn't even have to sign for anything. And I explained to him, I go, yeah, sorry. I think you're thinking of maybe the previous owner or it's the wrong address. And he goes, let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy doesn't live here anymore. Whatever. Yeah. But I could have walked away with that car, a free car. Now, eventually, sure, I would have got caught, but I wasn't even thinking that. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. No. Why would I even want to even go look in it?
Yeah.
I didn't need that.
Good for you.
I use morality as my compass because...
Oh, goodness.
Let me be your hero. Oh.
That's what each and every one of us can do on a daily basis. Nobody's ever going to remember you, Jill, for your salary. How busy you were, how many hours you work in life, how many Gucci bags you own. What people remember you for is how you make them feel. The time you spend with them. If you kept your word, if they could count on you, the moral compass you were in their life. And if that's how you all remember me, I'm happy to be your hero.
Would you tremble?
Kill all your Gucci bags are a bit much.
Yeah, I have so many of them.
Put those away, all of them.
When our time comes, Jalen, we all go to our final resting place in the sky. No one at my funeral is going to go, you know how much money he made? Oh my God, that guy made a lot of money. So like, no. None of that matters. The chase, the race, it doesn't matter. It's the person you are on a daily basis. And in that moment, I think I did okay. I can be
your hero, baby. And at your funeral, we're all going to be saying, gosh, he was humble. What a humble man.
By the way, she's already got it planned. She's clearing her calendar. 866-544-MYFM. You could have easily gotten away with it, but you didn't. What was it? 31043.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much.
So sorry.
The weather for today is being handed to me right now. Thank you, Brian. I mean, I could have just said rain. Called it a day.
Sorry.
I said, Nancy's wrapping up. The weather's not in front of me. And you hear from the side of the room. Not sure if it came across the radio. You heard this phrase.
Oh, shoots, Magoots.
I love that shoots, Magoots is taking off.
It is taking off. I used it yesterday with Brian, too.
You said, you oh, shoots, Magoots yesterday?
I did. I DM'd him, shoots, Magoots.
Thank you.
Temperatures in the 50s. LA and Orange counties could get about half an inch of rain today through tomorrow afternoon. Sunshine highs in the 60s by Sunday. 52 Montebello, 54 Santa Ana. Jill has the entertainment headlines on the way.
Pink and her family have a really good idea that happens whenever the kids receive a new toy. I'll tell you what they do coming up at 8:50.
Somebody tried giving me a free car the other day at my house, and I said, nope, nope, you've got the wrong place. May, what did you do? And you said, you know what? I'm not going to try and get away with this. What was it?
All right. First of all, you should have taken that Audi.
It's a free car.
Second of all, I was at a car wash, you know, waiting for my car to be washed. I found $100 on the floor. So I pick it up. I go straight to the employee, the guy working there. I gave it to him. I was like, I found this on the floor. And he's like, oh, I think this is for my boss. And he took it and walked away. And I don't think it was for his boss, but that's fine.
No, that's a tough one. Because if you find money like that and you turn it into somebody, you realize that they're probably not going to do the right thing. They're not going to hold it for somebody waiting to come back. I lost some money. What'd you lose? 100? What was the serial number? I mean, there's not many people that would do that in life. So you did the right thing. But I have a funny feeling somebody pocketed that 100 bucks.
Yeah, I know. I should have, like, left my phone number, say if somebody lost money, have them call me or something.
But, right. Yeah, that could have worked, too, yeah.
May, the same thing happened to me. I was walking out of my bank, and there was a crisp $100 bill on the floor, and I immediately picked it up, walked right back inside, and gave it to the teller that I was talking to, and I said, this was outside, and she just said, oh, thank you, and took the bill.
Yeah.
Do you think she... Yeah, go ahead, May.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. And, you know, the first time I called, you know, you guys picked up. But when I was trying so hard for Pink, it didn't go through. But I love you anyway.
Well, listen, the next time you find a Hyundai, you call me. And you're a hero,
I
man.
I will.
Thank you, love. All right. Take care. Jill, you're a hero, too.
I'm not a hero.
You are a hero.
No, I don't want this song played for me.
No, if I found a Hyundai in the ground, I don't know if I'm walking back to the bank. If I am, though, I am such a shallow person. I am such an insignificant person, really, in the reality of life. I would walk back in with 100, right?
Yeah.
And you know this is me. Like, I try and do a lot of things right in life, but if that was me walking back into that bank...
You're announcing it?
You know it. Hi, folks. Valentine here. I just found 100. I'm turning it back in. This is me,
here
Valentine in the morning on MyFM. Turning back in $100 I found on the ground because sainthood is in my future. I'm sure, right? Anybody want a picture with me? Has everybody seen me? Get a shot. Or I'd probably think that somebody's like filming or something like that, like it's a prank show, right?
Right. You never know.
Right.
Every time I've found big money, I usually keep it because I don't know who it belongs to, but then I'll always go and pay for the next few orders in line at a Starbucks or something.
Oh, that's nice of you.
And try and bring the karma around.
Okay.
I'm starting to realize how shallow I really am. Even at the grocery store, I said of Albertsons or Pavilions or whatever, right? I've got my grocery cart and I'm returning it to the little rack and I'm letting people see me do that.
Oh my God.
What? How?
And then sometimes, just like, taking it back.
Oh, here
it
goes.
Sometimes I'll see like two carriages. I grab the other one. Wow, just grabbing this one for whoever left it here.
Oh, no.
Look at this great human being. We're all a work in progress. Maybe even this self-deprecation and this honesty from my heart has made you realize what a hero I am to you.
I will say, you are definitely a hero saving Lisa Fox's life. That 100%, you helped her when she was choking. That deserves this song.
I get a little flack on that. Some people ask me why I did it.
He's just joking.
Well, even with that, Jill, that was during the World Cup with soccer. There's an allegation. There's an allegation. There's an allegation. They're trying to actually pull the videotape. The guys in the building have everything under surveillance or, you know, under videotape, whatever. And they're trying to grab the tape, but it's during the World Cup. And the allegation is, I turned Lisa's body to face the TVs because there was a big game going on and I didn't want to miss what was happening whilst they did the Heimlich maneuver on her.
I don't think that's an allegation. I think that's a fact. I think you said you did that.
I don't think it matters. A win is a win.
John.
You saved her life.
John Camucci. Heroes come in all different shapes and sizes.
Oh my God.
Thank you, buddy. Here's Miley Cyrus. I got a new dress to meet you down here. That's Miley Cyrus. The album's out today. That's new. It's called River. This is 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning, 8:40. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, good morning.
So what could you have gotten away with?
A $50 Lego set.
$50 Lego set. What was the regular price?
$50.
Okay, so how could you have gotten away with it?
I was buying other Lego sets, and they didn't charge me for those Lego sets. $20 for my total.
Oh, so when they were adding up your Lego sets, they forgot to add one up?
Yes.
And you stopped her and said, I think you missed one of these Lego sets.
I sure did.
That's good karma headed your way.
You're a really good person.
Do you think other people, John, would have just walked out and said, hey, you added it up. I trusted you. That was the price.
I know one or two people, maybe.
Who are those one or two people, John?
I mean, I just feel like there's people out there who would just be like, well, you added it up wrong. I'm going to take my Lego sets and go home.
Right? But I think that always comes back on the associate, doesn't it? If they get it wrong like that, do they have to pay for it out of their paycheck? Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
I've been a cashier at a grocery store,
okay,
and I've forgotten things. And it never came back to get me.
Okay.
I feel like I would never know until they went out, and I was like, oh, I forgot to ring up the couple of waters underneath their cart. And no one would ever notice.
What about when somebody comes in there, John, and they're getting organic pears or something, mm-hmm, and they clearly see you just ring them up as just an ordinary pear?
Right.
Is it my job to go, excuse me, I'm sorry, that's organic?
I mean, I think that's my bad as the cashier.
Yeah, but what if you put the organic thing in the normal bag? So the cashier doesn't know. Because aren't there special bags for organic products?
Not that I know of.
Oh, really?
Isn't it all the same little grocery store produce bags?
Yeah, they're all the same plastic bags. I don't even use those bags.
You just put it in your cart?
I just put it in my cart.
You just raw dog the groceries?
Oh, my goodness, John.
John?
It's not okay.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Hope you enjoyed your time with us. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
The Last of Us star, Pedro Pascal, he was seen out and about holding a coffee, and his order is on the coffee, like they do at Starbucks. And now fans are wondering, is he okay? I'll tell you what his order was right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Pink did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and she talked about this idea that her family came up with together. And she said that if her kids give away and donate some old toys, they'll get a new toy that they've been wanting in replace of that. She said, if you make the pile yourself of the toys that you're going to give away, all of a sudden, it'll be the toy that they want to play with. So they do one toy in and about eight go out. And The Last of Us and The Mandalorian star Pedro Pascal, I love this man. There's a video of him out and about, and he is holding a Starbucks cup. And someone on TikTok zoomed in on the cup, and now this video has gone viral because he has an iced quad espresso in a venti cup with extra ice and six shots. So you know when you go to Starbucks, you have the order and that little sticker that's on the cup. His is making fans wonder if he's okay because that's 384 milligrams of caffeine in that drink. And the FDA says 400 milligrams a day is what, like, for a healthy adult to consume.
He's just getting it
in
done.
One day.
He's getting it done.
Just one
drink, get it done,
his
right?
daily
one
amount of caffeine. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
It's amazing to me how we should probably try and hire like Swifties and people on TikTok to solve our crimes.
Yeah.
Give them like every cold case file out there. Like,
yes.
Challenge the TikTokers. Here's a cold case, solve it. Swifties, here's a case, solve it. Because they seem to be able to figure all this stuff out.
They can. Like, they'll go back to old interviews, old photos of things, and they can just solve anything.
Right. Hi, Colleen. How are you today?
Hi, Val.
Valentine. I'm so excited. First time calling, and I got through.
Oh, I love that. You're even calling after John Camucci said what he said on the air a second ago.
What? Getting lots of texts about
we were getting so many texts. Colleen, I don't know if you heard it, but John used a phrase that was probably inappropriate for little ears. But people say, in John's defense, the little ears aren't in the car right now. Somebody else said, oh my God, I just Googled the meaning of what John said.
You know, sometimes you forget where phrases come from. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an average thing.
Go ahead, Colleen.
I missed it, but I'd love to know what it was.
No. All right, Colleen, I'm going to close my microphone, and I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. You can react to it, but do not repeat the phrase, okay?
I will
not. I'm closing my microphone.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, technically, it was groceries.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
All right, it doesn't matter what they were doing.
Okay. Oh, I missed the word, but that was about the produce bag.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Right. Yes, yes, right. Exactly,
and,
exactly.
And I used to work at Trader Joe's, and sorry, Jill, there are not separate bags for organic and regular. You just have to know the codes.
Oh, okay. I do at know Trader places that do have different colored bags for the organic items.
And again, guys, I don't even use the bags because I'm...
Freestyling.
Freestyling.
I didn't know where you were going with the free part. I thought it was going to be free something else.
Oh, my.
Colleen, listen, let's get to you and wrap up this topic. Go ahead. What happened to you?
So hold on. I'm just pulling over to the side. I almost got away with $45, $50 worth of free gas. I was at a gas station, and I had to go inside to use my credit card. Mm-hmm. And when I came back in to have her process it, the card reader said $5 instead of $50. And I'm a dog walker, and that's like a week's worth of gas. And yeah. I said, oh, no, this is wrong. It only says $5. And she said, oh, let me change it, and, you know, we'll charge it. But I so believe in karma.
Yeah.
So I wanted good karma, and, you know, it's all good. But
no, you did the right thing, and that'll come back to you.
I did, right? And I have. My life is so amazing. I have the best job. I have a new apartment. I love what I do every day. Go Hazel tonight. John, I love all your frat house stories.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Brian, your voice cracks me up every time I hear it. And Valentine, I want sip a day or morning sip back.
Oh, you want first sip back. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Oh,
guys,
my God.
It kind of stinks that you stumbled when you got to me. You were doing so well with everybody, and I was waiting.
I'm sorry. I was saving the best for last.
Oh,
sweet.
I love that.
Thank you,
sweet.
Colleen.
You're the best.
Colleen, call anytime. Thanks for listening to us. Really appreciate that.
Thanks. You guys, too. Have a great day. Be safe in the ring.
You too. Take care. All right, so it's another My Free Ticket Friday. That means today, tickets to Stagecoach with Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, ZZ Top. I mean, it's a crazy little... you know, group of people that are going to be at this thing, Stagecoach.
It's a three-day festival.
It's big. You're right. It's not crazy little. It's big, and we have a chance to win. How are they going to win?
So you're listening for the cue to call, and that is when you hear one of Valentine's original country songs, a little snippet, just a couple seconds of his country song. And I think you're listening for Alabama Moon. Am I correct on
that one?
No, we did that.
That's
okay, yes.
What we did last hour. This is what you had previously.
This is not it.
This was what it was last time around. It will be a different Valentine original country song.
Living our love all over again. Seeing our moves from beginning to end.
So it's not that one. You're listening for a different one. And John Peek is just beside himself with joy this morning, our boss.
Yeah, he didn't want this.
No. A lot of people actually said that. It's coming up.
There it is, the sweet sounds of Valentine's original country song. So that means it's time for you to call now for your tickets to Stagecoach. 866-544-MYFM. You can see Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, so many more. And also, every winner today, we're giving away these passes all day today. And every winner is also in to win an upgraded pair of saloon passes.
If you could pause for a second, you can't hear the song.
Saloon passes give you access to standing room only areas on both sides of the corral. John Pete just came in here and he asked that you just please play this song in the background and like just kind of talk over it a little bit.
Oh, that's why you're talking my song?
I'm just trying to get all the info.
You're just going
to
get like word vomit and just keep talking the entire time?
Just keep talking. And these saloon passes, though, you get access to the Rhinestone and Cowboy saloons.
Which... and it should.
Air-conditioned restrooms, shaded seating areas. So call now, 866-544-MYFM, for your tickets to Stagecoach.
Was first on my list.
Walking to school, we learn how to kiss.
I'm sorry, I have to listen to the boss.
My son is your godson.
Yes.
I've been your friend for over 20 years. That was my art. 104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm super fantastic.
What was your reason for calling us this morning? Did you hear anything of great account where you wanted to call us?
You know, your song just inspired me to call in.
Stop it.
That's what his music does.
Stop it. Does love always feel this good? Wow. You're going Stagecoach. You got it.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. Luke Bryan's going to be there.
Amazing.
Kane Brown's going to be there.
Wrong about a million times, but I got one. All of that, yes.
And the guy that everybody loves. Everybody loves this guy. When Pink worked with him, she was ecstatic. Chris Stapleton. Tennessee
whiskey. It's an amazing lineup. I can't wait.
It really is. So you're all set, and you're also in to win upgraded saloon passes.
Yeah, that gives you access to the standing room only areas on both sides of the corral. And then you have shaded seating areas, air-conditioned restrooms.
It's nice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So congrats on that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, stay dry. Hang on. We'll get all your information, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, love. Lisa Fox does have more chances. We'll be all day long. It's a My Free Ticket Friday. Win your tickets, 104.3 MyFM.
Three things you need to know right now.
Okay, it's 9:23. An atmospheric river is bringing more rain and snow to Southern California. L.A. and Orange County are expected to see moderate rainfall, about half an inch to an inch total. In many areas, the ground is still saturated from recent storms, and the National Weather Service says the risk of flooding is going to remain high through the weekend. Rain is in the forecast for all mountain communities, which will combine several feet of existing snow. This increases the risk of avalanche dangers and other issues like collapsed roofs, too. Yesterday, the Attorney General of California sued Huntington Beach, accusing the city of refusing to build more affordable housing. Officials in California say the Huntington Beach City Council has blocked applications to build affordable housing units. In response, Huntington Beach says they're being unfairly targeted by Governor Newsom's administration. The median cost of a home in Huntington Beach is about $1.1 million, which is about $300,000 higher than the state average. John Camucci has got the sports.
UCLA took a win last night in the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 college basketball tournament. They're hoping to win tonight's game, which is the semifinals against Oregon, and then that would bring them to the championship tomorrow. Also want to give a shout-out to Cal State Fullerton, UC Irvine, UC Riverside, and Santa Barbara, also in their division semifinals going on today.
It's going up right now. Mine's at mine went up because I'm speaking. My current heart rate. Brian and I share a lot. We're sharing our heart rates. And all right, here comes my heart rate. Jill, you talk for a sec here.
Oh, okay. So the Oscars, don't forget, they're Sunday. If you're in that Hollywood area, they're going to be at the Dolby Theater. So there's going to be a lot of closures.
I can't even imagine.
A lot of traffic around that time. Are you going to watch the Oscars, John?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
I always try to. And then I watch most of it, and then it gets late, and I go to bed.
They are long.
77. You know
what I mean? They're very long.
I'm down to 80. When Jill was talking, my heart rate started going down.
It went down.
You have a very low
heart rate. Calm and
when I talk, your heart rate goes up.
Yes! Oh, my God. You make me nervous.
Your heart and your voice goes up. I'm watching Jimmy Kimmel. Seems like he's going to do a very funny thing with it.
Yeah.
I want to see what he says. And I was like, would Chris Rock show up? Probably not this year.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That'd be big.
That'd be big, right? Chris Rock shows up and he gives out Best Actress. Because Will Smith, winning Best Actor, is supposed to come back and do the presentation for Best Actress.
But he's banned for
ten years. So who do you get to make that presentation? Who's that person that comes out and makes that presentation?
Dude.
Because Will Smith can't do it.
Ooh, that's not a bad
idea. Would it be Chris Rock to come back and make that presentation?
I would like to see
Maybe.
That.
I would say yes, but I'd say no. Because that would overshadow the person's award.
Agreed.
If Chris Rock gave out that award, that overshadows their moment, because all we're talking about then is Chris Rock doing it.
Maybe the person from the year before comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they could do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boring, though. But appropriate.
Right.
But I can see a spot for Chris Rock somewhere in this thing.
Lady Gaga's not performing, but I believe she's going to be there because she's a nominee. But she is the one song from that category that won't be performing. She didn't have time because she's filming.
Right.
But I believe she is going to be there as a guest.
But is there a slight chance that maybe she still performs that song?
I would love that.
I've got a certain friend who is a sports reporter out of Boston that happens to know the entertainment world as well. And he's telling me, don't blink on this. Lady Gaga on that stage might perform. Don't blink. That's all he's saying.
The showrunner for the Oscars said it's not happening.
Yeah, but can you trust them?
They're in charge of the whole telecast.
Who knows, though? That could be the old make you look this way and I'm doing something different over here type thing, you know? Maybe Chris Rock sings her song. Maybe that's what it is.
Whoa.
Right?
That would overshadow everything.
We don't know what's going on here. All right, 9:45. We do have more tickets for Stagecoach coming up all day long. The rain's coming down. It's going to be coming down all day into tomorrow as well. It is an atmospheric river, but it looks like a smaller river than previously, you know? So it's maybe a bit of a tributary, maybe a bit of a creek or a runoff.
Okay.
An atmospheric runoff, maybe. So I hope it stays that way because they're really getting hammered in Central and NorCal right now. But down here in the Southland, we're not getting as much rain, but it will be. Though you look at that Doppler radar on Channel 5, it looks horrible.
Don't look at the local news. They'll scare you.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's the end of the world, guys. Yep, there's a guy building an ark. So listen, just be careful out there in the roads today. Take your time. Get where you're going safely.
104.3 My FM.
Entertainment headlines.
We love Louis Capaldi. Announced, he made a Netflix documentary. It's called How I'm Feeling Now, and it's going to come out on April 5th. And he said, pretty terrified for everyone to see this, and if I'm quite honest, but I'm so proud of it. It's going to show him reconnecting with friends and family. He also goes back to Scotland and his parents' house to begin work on his upcoming album, which is called Broken by Desire to be Heavenly Sent. So that's going to be out April 5th on Netflix. And then also, speaking of Netflix, if you like to watch your movies and shows with the subtitles on, they're now giving you some options. You can choose from three different text sizes, small, medium, and large.
Oh, I love this.
And then you can also choose from four different colors, like the, you know, default white text, but also white text with a black background, black text with a white background, and then yellow text with a black background. So whatever you find the most appealing with your eyeballs, you can make a little change to your subtitles.
Too many choices. Pick it for me. I can't pick it. Too many choices.
Just do the default. What you're used to.
There you go. John, do you do that? You watch subtitles?
I love subtitles.
Why do you love subtitles?
The only time I won't watch with subtitles is if I'm watching a comedy. Because then I read the joke before I hear the joke and it ruins the joke for me.
Smart. Yeah.
But other than that, I love to make sure I hear every word of what people are saying. So sometimes if it's really quiet or if they're whispering, I want to make sure I catch it all.
Subtitles came into my life when I had a kid. Because you turn the volume down and it's on subtitles because you don't want your kid to hear certain words of certain adult themed shows. And then my wife and I got hooked on subtitles. We have them on all the time. I love subtitles.
Yeah, they're great.
They're the best ever.
I don't do them. Maybe I need to start.
You should get in the subtitles.
I never do subtitles.
It's great. You don't miss anything. Because sometimes, like John said, they'll whisper something, they'll say something. What did they say? What happened? But if you got that subtitle right there, you've always got it.
Or sometimes if there's a really nice song on in the background, it'll tell you the credits of who sings it. And I'm like, I'm going to go look that up later.
Okay. I'm Joe with the entertainment headlines.
Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Laura on the couch, thank you for your show. Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Have an absolutely fantastic weekend. Be safe out there. Be careful out there. If you got a leak at your house, I hope it gets solved. I hope it doesn't come through your roof. There's a lot of tarps. As you drive around, there's tarps on a lot of houses out there. Nancy Rodriguez, do you have a tarp on your house?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I knew. I thought we had talked about
on
that.
On one side of the roof.
Oh, man, mine's all over it. I hope yours stays dry.
I hope so, too.
Thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Let's get a final check of that morning traffic. What do we got?